Cash, Matt Taibbi's putting a bunch of stuff up on about Twitter, about another file coming out. You've got a way to walk us through this. There's some explosive news about to come out, and I'll turn it over to you for that, Cash, the author of Government Gangsters.
Thanks so much. Yeah, governmentgangsters.com, pre-sale. We're going to get this book out. But look, there's two sets of text messages that they wanted buried that we got out during the Russiagate investigation that never saw the light of day. But we've got the receipts. The War Room posse has them. I hope they push them out to everyone that's watching. First set. Senator Mark Warner, the vice chair of the House Intelligence Committee in 2016 and 17, as the one of the senior most intelligence officials in Congress, his text messages were publicized because we caught them and they are now out there. You know who he's texting? The lobbyists for Oleg Deripaska and Christopher Steele. Yup, you just can't make this stuff up. Why is the Intel chair subpoenaing the or begging to meet with these foreign assets? That's exactly what they are. And remind you guys, Deripaska is a criminally sanctioned individual who is under criminal prosecution in America. Mark Warner is caught red-handed begging their lobbyists for a meeting and introductions and conversations with these guys in the middle of the Russiagate investigation. And remember the Senate Intel Committee report differed from the Russiagate report? Well, now I wonder why. These questions have to be answered. I hope you guys read these text messages. I mean, I'll just put it into context, Steve. What if a guy named Devin Nunes, who was chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, was caught in 2017 while running Russiagate, text messaging a sanctioned lobbyist for a sanctioned oligarch from Russia and Christopher Steele, the author of the Russiagate hoax narrative? We would not even be having this conversation right now as to why Mark Warner hasn't answered these questions. But it gets worse. The second set of text messages we're talking about that are public are, of course, from the lover Strzok. Strzok is caught texting McGonagall. Remember how we said on War Room that McGonagall and Strzok are best friends, and they were partnered in the criminal intelligence division together, counterintelligence, to run the Russiagate hoax. Specifically, there's a text message that we have given the War Room posse, and hopefully they're putting that one out too, that says they are talking about the DNC server hack and how they're going to run that narrative. We have known the entire time the DNC server hack narrative was run by CrowdStrike falsely, and the FBI didn't want to do its job because they didn't want the questions asked and answered to disprove that it had nothing to do with a Russian hack. These guys, it is no coincidence that McGonagall, remember, got paid $250,000 by guess who? Oleg Deripaska, the same guy that Senator Warner was begging to have a meeting with in 2017, the same guy McGonagall who was running the Russiagate investigation and the DNC hack narrative for Peter Strzok is now charged federally for essentially being for violating the Espionage Act, but they charged him with money laundering, for being on the payroll of the Russian government. And as, if that's not worse, we know Strzok could never keep it in his pants. Now breaking news. Also, McGonagall, while head of the CI division at the FBI, was having affairs outside of the FBI and subjecting himself to national security violations while conducting what was supposed to have been the most above board investigation in FBI history.
How do we know the last part about the affairs outside the agency? Is that where do you get that information from? Those receipts?
I didn't send you those receipts, but we got them. It's been publicized. The actual person he was sleeping with went to the media, and he's all but admitted it. And it was not an FBI employee, at least the one we know about. But I'll get that to you. I wouldn't have said it if we don't have it.
But still opens himself up to blackmail. Just tell our audience, when do you think this will kick into high gear, and on what will this be the weaponization of government committee that this will, the investigation come of this? You think judiciary may take some of this oversight? Where do you think this will fall out to get to the bottom of all of this aspect of it?
No, that's a great question. And I think this is what I've told these committees. It's got to go to the weaponization committee because that's why it was created. That's who has the mandate. And these other committees can't fight over the food on the table. We got to parse it out. We got to say, hey, Homeland Security, you do the border. We got to say, hey, Health and Human Service Committee, you do Fauci. And then DOJ, FBI, weaponization, Intel, all go to the weaponization of government committee. And you got to run hard. And you have to promise that every document you get under subpoena – you put out there. They can't all try to do the same thing. It happens too often because Congress gets too eager. And I think you're going to know, Steve, within a week or two, you're going to know if they're serious about these investigations.
I'm going to get to that. I think they've worked out the jurisdictional. I think that's why they had the meeting in Amelia Island. Yep. I think they came back. That's why they had the big meeting. And I think they brought McCarthy in for the final sign-off. So everybody's got their vertical. What would Cash, when you say a couple, so let's assume for purposes of this discussion that they've been able to work out the different verticals of these. And this is, I also think, is why Jordan, quite frankly, didn't want to be speaker. This is obvious. Yeah. That he wanted actually not just the chair of judiciary with everything they're working on. He also then wants to chair the subcommittee. In your mind, we're talking to the audience, when do you think subpoenas and letters ought to be flying to make sure we're putting these people on notice? What's the time frame for that? And if it's not happening within that time frame, we should be worried that once again we're going to go down the route of Benghazi, sir.
Yeah, well, so Jordan's a perfect example, and he's moved methodically. He sent letters. Even though the January 6th committee went straight to subpoenas, Jim Jordan is still a professional. He sent letters to every witness and every agency saying, you're coming in, or we're going to use compulsory process. We already have responses from the White House and DOJ saying they're not going to answer. And then he's going to send subpoenas. Those subpoenas have to go out this week. He has tried to be a professional and handle it above board. These folks, these government gangsters, don't want to do that. So the subpoenas have to go out this week. They got to start going out this week. They don't all have to go out once, but FBI, DOJ, documents, witnesses this week. Next week, we set a hard deadline. That's what should happen. 10 days out from the notice of the subpoena. And then when they violate it, we got to go to inherent contempt of Congress powers, and we got to go to the lever that takes their money by the fencing process. So it's about a 2-week process from when the subpoenas go out to when you get into the when you really start to throttle down on these guys, and we'll know if our boys are serious. But it's got to go to the weaponization committee. It's the only place it can start right now. Homeland can take the border, like I said. That's a big investigation of itself. And the health committee can take Fauci. That's a massive investigation of itself. Steve, if we do these three investigations even moderately right, it will be a monster win for accountability, and it will be an annihilation of the government gangster posse.
How do people get the book? How do they follow you on social media? Right now, more than ever, Cash has always been a key player, but now about to be a critically key player in all this going forward. So, Cash, how do people get to you?
Thanks so much. At Cash on Truth Social, at KAS on Truth Social, and governmentgangsters.com, governmentgangsters.com. It's also available on Amazon on the easy button. But look, it's on pre-sale right now. The book is done. The DOD is reviewing this, as is 16 other agencies. They don't want this thing out. I'm going to take them to court if need be. This book's coming out in a month, governmentgangsters.com, pre-sale right now. Let's blow up the charts, Steve. You guys have been so generous with your time on it. I want to get into the top 100. Tell everybody you know that Government Gangsters is on pre-sale right now at governmentgangsters.com.
Cash, thank you. Thank you for all the work. Cash is working 20 hours a day now and also going around the country talking and getting people up to speed. So thank you, Cash. Appreciate it.
Thanks, brother.